This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's Spanish for number two.
Hey now.
Thank you for the translation.
You had 8 minutes. Is underway here at Free Talk Live. I don't do this very often, but I just refreshed our chat app here that allows us to see not all, but some of the things that people on different platforms might be chatting about. And Pamela Michael, or Miko, I'm not sure, says, "Do you guys read these?" And it's the only one that I can see because I had to refresh the thing so the chat thing started over. So it's the only one I see. So, Pamela, it's your lucky day. We did read it today. No, we don't always read them, but sometimes we glance over and see what fun you guys are having in the different platforms.
Say yes.
No.
Well, hopefully she's listening.
She might not be listening. Maybe she's just on the bot.
Well, then she should be listening.
Which is, type, I guess, type, I you should be listening to us. And
yeah, we'll get to it in a minute. She's on Facebook.
All
you
right.
can wait.
Okay.
It's fine. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls in just a minute. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Now, Steve Classic.
Yes.
Is there
that's
like a
K-L-A-S-C-Z.
Is there like a
Classic?
Is there like a, I don't know, a sugar-free Steve? Is there like a diet Steve?
No, there's a Steve Kahuna.
There's a new Steve.
Well, Steve Kahuna is the new Steve, so I guess I'm considered the old Steve.
Are you original Steve, recipe Steve?
I think so, yeah.
Are you older than other Steve?
I'm older than the other Steve.
Okay, and then you would be Steve Classic.
I'm Steve Classic. Right. I didn't come up with that name.
That's true. It was given to you. Those are the best nicknames
right.
that are given to you.
Right, yeah. Like, okay, I'll stay with that. It's cool. It's classic.
All right.
Oh, another chat.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-oh. This could be the new thing. We're not even on the air. We're just all texting. Oh, they're coming in now.
She's going nuts, too. That's her third message in, like, 30 seconds.
Type back. Come on, man.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm doing a radio show.
All right.
And we have calls.
Wait, we are?
The captain continues with the phone calls.
Yeah, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have, I'm going to butcher your name. Is it Zetnam?
Zenya.
Zenya. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, people.
What's on your mind?
What?
What is on your mind tonight?
Rhodes.
Rome?
The Club of Rome?
Rhodes. I'm here to talk about Rhodes.
Rhodes?
We fixed them. Yes.
You're going to fix the Rhodes?
Yes.
How are you going to fix the Rhodes?
I have a great
idea. Okay, go ahead.
So, firstly, we get rid of the government, yes?
Yes.
I'm with you so far.
So far, so good.
We get rid of the roads, and we become monkeys.
Monkeys?
Yes, we go back to monkey. And we let the rich people have helicopters and go above us.
Huh. That's a pretty good idea. Although, I don't know that we could
That's
all...
how we do it in Romania, yes.
I don't know that we could all go back to being monkeys. I think some of us would...
We should.
You could do, like, the Tarzan thing, swinging from vines.
Just go tree to tree.
Yes. Ooga booga. Romania.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. That's one man's idea of how to fix the roads.
He had me get rid of the government. That was the first thing, and then I didn't follow him.
In retrospect, I've already hung up, but we only get one call per person per night. But in retrospect, I should have asked him, how do we get rid of the government first? Like, that's really the important part. If somebody chooses, at that point, if somebody chooses to be or live like a monkey, they can.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I don't care if they do or whatever. That's fine as long as they're not hurting anybody else or harming anybody's property.
Right. You won't need a license
live
to
like,
be a monkey?
Live like a monkey.
Yeah.
Or a trumpanzee, if you will.
Trumpanzee.
No, don't do that. You can if you want to, but just please don't.
All right. More of your calls. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, sir. I just wanted to let you know that this problem has actually been resolved many years ago.
Which problem?
Because if you, the problem of people, of contractors not completing their contractual obligations on time and in their completeness, because you can get a contract, it's an insurance contract, it's called a performance guarantee contract. And what, in the Washington, D.C. area, there's a company in Baltimore, and it has a huge sign on top of a huge skyscraper in which it sat. I don't know if it's still there, but it's called PSF&G, and they order issue these performance guarantee contracts. And when private partners do business with each other, in other words, a company has another company build a building for itself, it gets one of these performance guarantee contracts, and therefore it has no problem with liability, because if the company does not complete all of its obligations and do it within the price that it agreed to, then the insurance company picks up the difference and makes sure that's compensated for.
Okay, so that makes complete sense when you're talking about, you know, a private entity contracting with another private entity. How do you prevent something like Nikki's example, where the state of Massachusetts hired a contractor and they went $8 million over budget?
Of course they could get a performance guarantee contract. But when politicians deal with politicians, they don't get one of those on purpose. They know that they're going to go over at the end, and they know they're going to demand a few million dollars more because they couldn't finish it on time and they couldn't finish it within the proper financial guidelines that were initially agreed to. And they do that on purpose. It's graft and corruption is all that is.
Well, thanks for the call tonight, Robert. It sounds like institutional BS to me.
Yeah, and there's actually other reasons, too, that are created by the state why these companies are going over budget, because there's so many regulations on the hours that, I don't know the specific details of it, but there are so many regulations on the hours that people can work on the roads and things like that, so it just makes it take so much longer, and it makes them go more over budget than they would if they could just work a normal 8-hour day.
Right.
Well, you could probably buy $1 million contract with this insurance company, and they'll make up the other $4 million, and you just pocket it.
Right, if they go over. And then the market takes care of it. Like, again, it makes perfect sense when it's, if I'm contracting with you, Steve Classic,
yes,
to do a thing, and, you know, we're not exactly sure, but you say my estimate is this. And so I go, all right, I'm going to buy an insurance policy just because I can't really go over budget, right? I'm going to spend, I'll build it into my budget to buy this insurance policy. And then if you go over, then the insurance will make up the difference or whatever it is, right?
Now, who underwrites those policies?
They'll handle it with you. It makes perfect sense in a private entity to private entity. But when the government steps in, it makes no sense at all.
Well, for you, it doesn't make sense.
Well, right.
For the government.
For the government,
it makes 100% sense.
Yeah, how else are they going to money launder?
Through the insurance companies.
I do want to say, I'm reading Pamela's messages again, and she does say, my husband and I were arrested back in April of 2020 for playing on the playground with our children. We are familiar with that story a little bit. She says, we go to trial at Concord District Court on Wednesday the 27th at 9 a.m. Pamela, feel free to call 603-283-6160 if you want to, you know, talk about what's going on, let people know when your trial is, if you want people to show up and document, videotape, protest, whatever it is, give us a call. We are a nationally broadcast radio program as well as live streamed on the internet and, you know, a bunch of different locations or platforms. So feel free to call 603-283-6160.
So the chat bot does work.
Well, like I said, I had to refresh it because it didn't look like it was working.
Seems to be working now.
There's
a lot of chat. I see a lot of chat.
When you refresh, it does. So,
yeah.
At any rate. So, did you know that there are 4 steps to dehumanizing people?
Only 4?
Well, at least in this article. This is from BahaiTeachings.org. This particular article was sent to me by another Steve, not Steve Classic, but another Steve.
Okay.
And it's actually titled Hitler's 4-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews. Now, I was like, oh, this is interesting. And so I read through it. And I started getting, I don't know, what's the right word? A little bit of deja vu. And I'll tell you more about that here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More is on the way next.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, you can call 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. What's so funny, Steve?
the domestic terrorist. We're looking at the. We're trying.
It's like
you explained it.
A picture of Joe Biden with a
Brandon.
Pontiac. I don't know. They photoshopped his head.
It's like a Trans
Am guy. Yeah. I don't really know what's going on here, but it's very comical.
In the break, we were talking about the CNN town hall where he had his fists clenched for 20 seconds, and someone put a jetpack on him, and I'm trying to find the video where he just takes off in the middle of the thing. Anyway, I digress.
If y'all are as tired as I am, and I mean y'all as well as y'all listeners, as tired as I am about the craziness that government is forcing people to comply with, then you might be interested to know about NH Exit. For too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide by the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes, both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency of the land, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. Even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or some other state, thousands of miles away from you, get to determine who rules over you? At nhexit.us, we are trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, the warmongering, and the economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. Where others have failed, we will secede.
Oh, very
beautiful.
Good. But you don't have to be a New Hampshire resident, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have to be a New Hampshire resident.
No, to sign the petition.
You have to go to NHExit.us.
Go check it out.
Sign the petition.
Yeah. It's like I think we were talking about, it's an emergency break glass kind of thing if all else fails.
All else has already failed.
Right.
And so this is the only way out.
Right.
That I see. Like, again, there is no piece of land on planet Earth unclaimed by a government.
You are correct.
So the only thing that the only way I can see folks getting out of this is by freedom-minded people, people who value liberty, value peace, who value, you know, interactions on an individual basis, you know, contracting with each other, they value private property, all that kind of thing, getting together in one location and declaring their independence from everything else.
Now, would you have to get rid of one of the stripes on the flag, or one of the stars, or both?
I don't need a flag, personally.
Swap Puerto Rico for New Hampshire and keep 50 stars, but still your original 13 colonies.
I don't know. My preference would be just to hoist the peace flag.
Right.
That'd be my preference.
Yeah.
All right, so before the break, I teased a bit from this article from Baha'i Teachings that's titled Hitler's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews. And I did read this before the show tonight, and it could very easily be Brandon's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Unvaxxed.
Perfect.
Or something along those lines.
Brilliant.
Because these steps are eerily familiar. So the article, I'm just going to skip the intro because, you can go, everybody knows the Nazis and
right. Don't create
all that kind of thing. So the four steps. Number one, prejudice. The Nazi government actually fostered and promoted prejudice. According to the dictionary definition, prejudice is comprised of unreasonable feelings, opinions, or attitudes, especially of a hostile nature regarding an ethnic, racial, social, or religious group.
Or medical. You might want to throw medical in there.
I believe,
right? Nowadays.
I believe social covers that.
Social?
Okay. Because, well, you know, we are in a society. We must be social with other human beings.
Yes.
But, you know, human beings are a social creature. I believe that covers it. But, you know, you could add medical, I suppose,
right,
into that. Anti-Semitism has been around since the earliest days of the Hebrews, but it reached an epic proportion with the Nazis, especially when they passed the Nuremberg Laws in 1935, which attempted to prevent relationships between Aryans and Jews, Gypsies, Negroes, and their bastard offspring, and made so-called race defilement a crime. gosh, where else are they trying to pass legislation against people for things that, you know, I don't know, that they choose not to do?
I'm thinking. Right here in the United States?
Ding, 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 ding!
Just a guess.
Tell him what he's won, Bob. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I think that was the heir to the Vanderbilt.
Did Brandon have something to say?
Yeah, that was Brandon.
I was like,
you'll have to excuse him.
All right. We'll let Brandon
Anderson
go this time.
Cooper, 180.
All prejudice completely antithetical to Baha'i's teachings creates hatred. Abdul Baha, the authorized interpreter of the Baha'i writings and the son of the founder, wrote of the Baha'i's faith, we must lay aside all prejudice, whether it be religious, racial, political, or patriotic. We must become the cause of the unification of the human race. And I can agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. So are we seeing prejudice? I think so.
I think
absolutely.
So.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that there is a lot of mainstream media creating prejudice.
Absolutely.
Amongst people vaccinated or unvaccinated, for example, would be the lines of division that I see happening in our society today.
Number two.
The bathroom's up the stairs and around the corner.
Hit the jump button.
I'm sorry. Yes. you mean the flushing sound?
The captain continues.
Step number two, scapegoating. What's a scapegoat? Well, let's find out. The Nazis scapegoated the Jews, blaming them for every societal problem in German society. They published an enormous quantity of propaganda that blamed the Jews for the wrongdoings, mistakes, or faults that plagued civilization and declared Jews and others Untermenschen or subhuman. Now, I'm going to do an experiment here. I'm just going to reread this paragraph, but I'm going to substitute a couple of words, see if this makes sense to you.
2.1.
The government scapegoated the unvaxxed, blaming them for every societal problem in U.S. society. They published an enormous quantity of propaganda that blamed the unvaxxed for all of the illnesses and faults that are a result of COVID-19. And they declared the unvaxxed as Untermenschen or subhuman.
Jeez, wow. You can just plug those words right into this.
How accurate.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated.
These Nazis' scapegoating tactics carried prejudice to the next step, from bigotry and bias to blaming. The Baha'i teachings warn us against blaming, fault-finding, and backbiting. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll find out more about these four steps to dehumanization here on Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials giving the green light for more Americans to become eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine boosters. Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
first of all, it's a level playing field now because all three of the products that are available to the American public, the mRNAs from Moderna and from Pfizer, as well as the J&J.
And Fauci and the CDC chief, Rochelle Walensky, saying mix and match boosters are effective. Walensky saying the FDA will be reviewing the use of the vaccines for kids 5 to 11 who hoping to have a decision by the start of next week. Jury selection moving very slowly in the murder trial of three Georgia men accused of killing Ahmed Arbery, the black man who was simply jogging through their neighborhood. Many potential jurors expressing concerns about remaining anonymous if they are seated on the jury. Tomorrow marks a week since jury selection began. And this is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying a deal is basically done when it comes to the big human infrastructure package that President Biden wants passed. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the California Democrat did say the first order of business will be passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill, perhaps as early as this week. A former president on the campaign trail this fall weekend, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Barack Obama campaigned for Virginia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe on Saturday. Obama attacked Trump supporters as insurrectionists.
At the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th, the biggest threat to our democracy in my lifetime, when you don't separate yourselves from them, when you don't think that's a problem, well, you know what? That's a problem.
Obama said Trump supporters are the biggest threat to our democracy. I'm Brad Bernard.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can call and take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Nikki.
Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch to learn about your ideas and your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Intercoin.org. All right, so we're talking about this article from BahaiTeachings.org, which is titled...
Brandon...
It's actually titled Hitler's Four-Step Process for Dehumanizing the Jews, but you could very easily interject... let's go Brandon's four-step process for dehumanizing the unvaxxed. Or government's four-step process for dehumanizing the unvaxxed. Right? If you're talking about anywhere like, I don't know, Australia, for example.
Right.
They're doing all of these things to their unvaxxed in their extreme lockdowns.
Oh, extreme. Wow. I mean, that's crazy. And some people haven't even seen that video. Like, have you seen that? Like, I haven't seen it.
There's a
really?
Bunch of videos coming out of Australia about just exactly how they're becoming, you know, Nazi Germany the second.
Oh, God.
Little Germany, if you will. I don't know what else to call them.
The prison island.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about step number two, scapegoating. And this article says that there's a quote from the Baha'i's teaching that says, a believer will not blame any soul among the strangers, how much less against the friends. Fault-finding and backbiting are the characteristics of the weak minds and not the friends. Self-exaltation is the attribute of the stranger and not the beloved. That's a lot of words. They sound mostly nice.
Sounds like a teaching.
But this was not the way of the Third Reich. Posters plastered in public juxtaposed handsome Aryans next to portrayals of Jews with sneering, seemingly evil countenances. One showed a Jew as a horned devil about to devour an innocent man. Another placed a picture of a rat on top of the Star of David. Viewing these prejudicial scapegoating tactics day in and day out affected the psyches and built a sense of fear and loathing of Jewish people, leading to an official policy of discrimination and exclusion. Now, again, I could very easily reread this paragraph and just substitute the unvaxxed
yep.
for the Jews and substitute Joe Biden, Brandon, the government for the Third Reich or the Nazis. I could very easily say instead of posters plastered in public, mainstream media
CNN.
Plastered and juxtaposed, you know, vaccinated handsome people next to portrayals of the unvaccinated that were, you know, obviously not good looking.
Yep, they don't care about grandma, they don't care about the children, they want everybody to die.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we'll talk more about the other two steps here of dehumanization, but first, let's go to the phones. We'll start with David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Kissass and his sidekick, Lieutenant Suckup. How are you doing this evening?
Wait, am I a Lieutenant Suckup?
I don't know who those people are, so... I don't know who you're talking
about. Yeah, I don't either, but it sounded like fun to me, so I said it.
Oh, cool.
What's on your mind, yeah. David?
Well, before we get serious, I think you're onto something there. I think there is a heavy metal rock band in Florida made up of Florida men called Lit Gator.
Lit Gator. True story. A friend of mine in the Seattle area either is or was in a band called Florida Man.
I remember that.
And whenever, you know, there's something in the news.
Florida Man.
You know, a Florida Man. He set up one of these alerts that you can do.
Oh,
and
man.
So they get so much basically free publicity
That's
for their
great.
Band name. Because anytime something is published with a Florida Man, it sort of connects back to them if somebody searches the right way. So anyway, go ahead, David.
So before I get on to my point, I always knew David was a star. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Just time to
implement. In that vein, so now, in light of what you just said and what the topic that you're on that I'm interrupting, isn't it ironic that the Biden administration is now dehumanizing the rest of us, and the Biden administration, the power positions, are majority Jewish? Isn't that ironic?
Well, so... I don't know about any of that because I pay very little attention to the administration in general. But it's not just the Biden administration because this all started during the Trumpanzee administration.
Well, he had plenty himself, but the Biden administration takes the cake because you got Mayorkas and Zents and Garland and what's the CDC lady, Walensky, and then you got the trans man guy that Rachel whatever wait I almost forgot Kamala Emhoff the Jewish billionaire.
What all of this does though is highlights the fact that the organization known as government obviously is doing all of these things regardless of who is in charge of them.
True story. But what I just said to you is all fact, and I'm sure I missed a few names. There's a few more. Anyway, so that's very ironic.
What was your actual point that you're calling in about tonight?
My actual point is the actual point I was attempting to make last night when Ian hijacked my actual point and turned it into his point being that the government is not going to help.
I don't care about his point. What's your point? I was here last
night. My point is, I was talking about how, without going all the way back to the beginning, trying to pick up where I left off, I was talking about how in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you have the Department of Justice, which is headed by the Jewish guy Merrick Garland, that has taken control of the Albuquerque Police Department. Because the Albuquerque Police Department has been determined to have demonstrated a pattern and practice, that's a legal thingy, right. Pattern and practice of civil rights violations.
Right. The feds are running the police department because they have some, you know, record of being bad policemen. Go on.
Right, because of a pattern and practice of civil rights violations, which are also human rights violations.
And then what happened?
And so my point is Ian had mentioned that obviously the FBI is listening to every minute of this program. Hi, FBI, how you guys doing? This is David Olson again. I talked to you last night on this program, so I'm talking to you again. And my point was that, hey, you guys, you know, I've called you up and made reports multiple times about another pattern and practice of civil rights violations in the New Mexico Family and Children's Courts. And I have about 24 points of admissible evidence, just myself, which leads me to believe that if you look at many, many other cases, you will find way more evidence than I alone have, which will establish a pattern in practice. And so what I'm saying, FBI, is why don't you please, since the New Mexico Family and Children's Courts don't want to listen to me, why don't you come in here with your Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, and do an investigation and see if what David Brent Olson, a.k.a. David Olson 333, is telling you is correct.
Hey, David, thanks for the call today. David is in a very precarious position, and he did go on last night about the same thing. So I believe the feds, if they're listening, which I'm sure they are, have heard him. They're not going to do anything, of course.
Yeah, of course not.
Because they don't serve or protect the citizenry. They don't serve or protect David in particular. And they're not going to. I hear his cries, but they're not going to do anything about it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And I took a look because Steve Classic is here as our special guest tonight. And, well, it's kind of right
well,
in front of him.
Well, I think it was like the only one you could find.
You keep seeing these chat things go by. I mean, we did sort of have to scrape the bottom of the dumpster to find you.
I'm either the first call or the last call.
So, but regardless, you're here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
it. And so I thought I'd just scroll through some of the things.
The chat is just lighting
up. The chat, yeah, it's going well. Master of Blackjack Channel 2 says, hell yeah, my girlfriend is live today. Nice.
Live?
That's really cool, but I don't appreciate being called your girlfriend. I'm hetero. Search for Joe Biden's town hall to find your video. I think they're talking about
Jetpack Joe. Jetpack Joe is funny.
I haven't taken the cold vaccine as I don't want to die, says somebody else.
Scapegoating.
Let's see. There was something else that I wanted to... Somebody says, move the needle on the war on drugs. Somebody says, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
There's always at least one let's go, Brandon in there nowadays.
And yikes, David may have forgotten to take his meds this evening. So those are just random bits that, you know, I skipped over a bunch of them, too.
Join the chat.
I can't read all of them. Some of them contain things that I can't say on the radio.
Aw, those are the best ones.
Well, all right, but, you know, you're in the chats, too, so...
Chat is chat.
Yeah. So, at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Bad Slave in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. Captain Steve and Nikki, right?
Yes. Yep.
What's on your mind?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, the idea of you know how governments operate is we're all on the same page of they're bad. You know, they're really bad and, you know, they continue to be bad. But, one of their tactics is to, turn the, different populations, and it's usually an established majority. But I think at the moment the majority is strongly anti-Biden and anti-democratic and anti.
You think? I don't feel like that's the case. I feel like the people who voted and voted for him are doing their best to interpret his every move as legitimate in some way, shape, or form. We saw the same thing happen with folks who voted for Trump as well, and, you know, Clinton and, you know, Bush before him and, you know, every president. The people who vote for them, they want so badly for their man that they jump through these mental hoops to make it seem as if the guy they voted for is really doing okay. But the truth is, if you look at the evidence, that they're not. And I know you're on the same page as us with regards to government and everything bad slave, but it just doesn't, I don't feel like the majority of people are anti-Joe right now. I think a lot of people are having fun at his expense with memes and, you know, Jetpack Joe and Let's Go Brandon and all of that kind of thing. And perhaps that's going to help turn the tide, but what I don't like about it is it's turning the tide against one man instead of turning the tide against the organization of death and destruction and thievery and murder and all of the bad things that human beings claim that they don't want.
Well, I remember Nixon. I actually voted for him.
I am not a crook.
I was not quite as, versed as I am now, but the fact is, he said, he talked about the silent majority, remember? I think that there is a huge silent majority going on. They're silent because, they don't want to get canceled. The power of the media and the internet, evil operators are acting quite powerfully. I think there's going on a counter to that will eventually win. I mean, if you look throughout history, things have continued to get better for millennia, many millennia.
Yes, humankind does make progress, but it's generally progress made despite the oppression of the largest organization of hate, of fear, of murder, of thievery, etc. and so on. All the, crimes against humanity. For whatever reason, people seem to think it's okay when the organization known as government commits all of these crimes. But if an individual commits these crimes against another individual, it's not okay. And this is the problem with humanity. Thank you for the call tonight, Bedslave. Humanity just, for whatever reason, absolves themselves of responsibility because, I don't know, people were elected or they wear a uniform and a shiny badge. They think that, it's okay when they do it. If they kidnap and rob and, murder, it's fine when they do it. But if you do it, no.
Well, it's conditioning. It's all these people know. And unfortunately, most people can't expand their minds beyond those concepts that they're taught.
In no way, shape, or form, and I hope there's like some accountants or some business people listening who have done this, but in no way, shape, or form does the organization known as government pass what they call the ROI test, the return on investment, right? Yeah. A cost-benefit analysis is the popular term used in the corporate
world. Right. Where zero-based budgeting would be good, too.
Yeah, well,
let's start with zero.
America's got a minus 30 trillion, you know, however many trillion, what's the debt now?
I don't know.
It's
just gone up since you asked. Yeah.
It's so high, it's meaningless.
87 trillion, I don't even know what it is.
30 trillion?
But it's super high, and it is in the negative. Anybody else, you know, if you or I don't balance our checkbooks appropriately, like, we could go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, but when government does it, it's fine for whatever reason.
Right, you're being unreasonable if you don't, you know, up the debt ceiling. Or they were called irresponsible if you don't take the debt ceiling up. I heard that, like, what?
Yeah. What kind of credit score do you think the U.S. government would get if they were to get one?
They wouldn't even register. Right?
FreeCreditReports.com. Yeah. I'm sorry.
CreditKarma.com.
Yeah. You're gone.
Every day, there's been 17 new inquiries. Your credit score has dropped into the negative. Yeah, it doesn't pass the cost-benefit analysis. To say that in another way, the ends should justify the means. Right? What the government does should justify what it takes and how it takes it, and it does not. In no way is anything that it does justified.
The streets should be paved with goldbacks.
We know that everything government claims to do is either a product or a service. We know that in a marketplace, a free marketplace, that if these things actually have value, people will step up to provide them.
They want it.
People will invent businesses.
Customers.
They will be, oh yes, you know. The free market is the only thing that I can think of that has given humankind the ability to earn while serving other humans.
Yeah. And progress.
Right. Peacefully.
Peacefully, absolutely.
Right? Instead of, you know, what used to happen where, oh, you know, King so-and-so's empire, I've got a bunch of gold, I'm going to hire me some mercenaries, some soldiers, and we're going to go conquer Steve Classic's empire.
Oh, no!
603-283-6160. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.